The chomer dikaveira. Not we say like koyfer b'kol atera kula. Like Rashi says, adavim mumul avoros kechovim. To who vaday choshe l'chol mili? Then you choshe on any avera in the Torah. The yomar mar chamura avoy de zora mitshakol hamoyde b'koyfer b'kol atera kula. Whoever's moyde worships and avoy de zora is as if he's being koyfer in the whole Torah. The chsev v'chishis v'siskav leisatzos kol hamitzvah selam avoy de zora mishtoi kruah b'horis. And it says kol hamitzvah selam. So if you worship Avodah Zarah, that's called a mumra. But not Avodah Zarah, l'chur, you have to do all the averis. So who's this shita that a mechal Shabbos makes like a mumra? Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. Litein rishus ulevat rishus. Hetake means only negayat hilchas ervin. That someone that's a mechal Shabbos, if a hetziyom, in negayat hilchas ervin, he has in like an akum. That he doesn't have a right to give rishus, he can't be mevat his rishus anymore. So Grashi, Omer Rav Nachman. Ezel Yisrael mumra. That's what is going on. Ukiratanya, like learn like this. Yisrael mumur, a Yisrael that does averis. Obe mishame shabbat veshuk. That means outside in the street, he's a shemesh shabbos. He doesn't show anybody that he turns on the lights in the house, he does averis. He only does it privately, but not in the shuk. If such a person is mevatlo rishus, he has a din like a Yisrael, this person, and he could mevatlo his rishus to us. Mashenkin sheinesh mishame shabbat veshuk. Let's say even openly in the street he's a mechal Shabbos, then ain't a mevatel rishus. He doesn't have a right to hilchas ervin to mevatel his rishus. He's called like an akum. Mevnei she'omru, because the Rabbanan said, Yisrael, a regular Yisrael, is neitel rishus for neitel rishus. He could be mevatel rishus and take a rishus for somebody else. Over nochri, mashenkin, by a goy, the din is at sheyafkir. The only way to get rid of a goy is to rent his rights to use the chotzer. Nothing else. So Mela here also, somebody's a Mechal Shabbos, a Fehesia, he has a din like a Nochri, that the only Yetzer is to rent from him, but he can't be Mevatel anymore. Ketzad, what's the case here? Trasha Yisrael Koi, what's the case of Yisrael? Ketzad. Oy Maloi Rishu Siknu Yilcho, it's a regular Yisrael. He can be Mevatel as Rishu to somebody else. I could say, Rishu Siknu Yilcho, or else Rishu Simav Telus Lecho. Is Kona, the person is Kona. V'yein Tzorach Litzchois. At this halacha, if you have two people living in the same house, and they both share the same backyard, and you want to carry out from your house into the chutzner, you have a right in the middle of Shabbos, tell your friend, be mevatel your rishus to me. He doesn't need any kinyan, all he does is just speak it out. He just has to say, I'm being mevatel my rishus to you, v'kona, v'yein tzarech lizkash, you don't have to do any kinyonim. Money, that's only by goy, not from Israel. Only by goy. Israel doesn't help by Israel. There's no din tzchiris by Israel. You can't rent from one Yisrael to another. It only helps to give a pass to make a Nerubi Chatzeris. Only by a goy you can rent. Rav Ashi Yomar, who does it go like? Hai Tanahu. Does it go like this Tana? Tichamiri Yolei. So it's Melo, it's Rik Shver to Rizma Kashadom. Good, you're telling me now a Mechal Shal Sefahesia has it in like a Mumur. But who's this Tana? We had before Machloikis, what makes you a Mumur? Rav Meir says, if you're Mumur for any Avera, you're Mumur Chotara Kulam. The Rabbanan say no, only for Avoy de Zora, or else for every single Avera. So who's the man, the Yom, that says just the Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia, is also called the Mumma. So the Gemara goes like this Tana. Rav Ashi Yomah Hai Tanahu, Tichamiri Yolei Shabbos Kavoy de Zora. This Tana holds that Chilu Shabbos is just as Chomer as Avoy de Zora. So just like the Rabbanan say, if you're Oved Avoy de Zora, you call the Mumma L'chotar Akula, who Adin, if you're Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia, you also call the Mumma L'chotar Akula. Kiratani, we learned like this. The post says by Kabonos Mikem, you're allowed to take a korban from a Yisrael. So we darshin v'loy kulchem. But you can't be a makabal, you can't be a makabal korban from every single yid. There are certain yid you're not makabal korbanos from. Prat l'mumma. A mumma can't bring a korban. Mikem, now the diik is, Mikem means b'chem chilati. Only by Yisraelim do we make a chilik between a regular Yisrael and a mumma. V'loy bumas. Mashenkin goyim not. There's a law called goy is allowed to bring a korban. Even if the goy is a mumur, still he's allowed to bring a korban. There's no chiluk by a goy whether he's a mumur or not. There's only a chiluk by a yisrael if he's a mumur or not. A yisrael mumur, you're not makabal a korban. A goy, we could be makabal a korban from. Then the Bible says, mina behema, lohavi b'nei yodem adoymu lebehema. That a person that's doymu to a behema, he can also bring a korban. Whereas that means a rasha. A person that does averus daima to behema, he can also bring a korban. Mikanom, from here we learned, mekablan korbanos miposhe Yisrael. You can even be mekablan korban from someone that did averus. Why? Because she asks for a tshuva. Maybe you come and do tshuva. Chutz mina mumur or manasach yain, the amachal shabbos for hesia. A chutz from three people, you can't be mekablan the korbanos. Somebody that's a mumur, any the monastic yain poshim means he does avoid the zora, or else it's mechal shasal for hesia. For the gemara gufa kasha, I have a steer down this brayta gufa. Or Martha, first we dash in the brayta said mikem that we could take a korban from a Yisrael. We dash now mikem from you is mashma below kulchem, not everybody. Lohitzi yes a mumer. If a Yisrael that's a mumer, we will soon see what a din mumer means. But if he's a mumer, he's a kofer in the Torah, you can't be mekabel korban for him. For other Tanya, then we learned no mikablim korbanos with poshi Yisrael. Even though you're doing it to the hema, you're doing averus, you're poshi Yisrael. Still we could bring korbanos from you. So chutz astira. So the Gemara hold like kasha. Reisha b'mumel l'chol terakula. I tell the Reisha is talking about where he's a mumel l'chol terakula. He doesn't keep one mitzvah. Such a person you can't be mekabel korban from. The next thing is talking about poshi Yisrael means he does mitzvahs. Just certain averus he does. So that person we could be mekabel korban from. Now, the mitziyasa, the mumla davar echad, and the mitziyas that says we could be mekabel korban from him, that's he does the one avera. So it's called the Persha Yisrael, but from him we could be mekabel korban. For the marbles, aim a sefer, what does the sefer say? Chutz, we're saying you could be mekabel korban, only accept these people. Chutz min amumer, via manasach yain, somebody that worships that spills the wine in front of the avodah zarah. For the Gemara, hai mumer hechidomi. Now you're telling me like three cases, a mumer, or monastic liyayin, and a mechal shabbos. Now what's the case of a mumer? Hai mumer hechidomi, who is this mumer? E mumer l'chol Torah, if you're telling me now he's a mumer to the whole Torah, hai nureisha, that's mamish the first case, that was the first drasha. Mikem v'lei kulchem, that we're not mekabel korban from somebody that's a mumer l'chol Torah kula, he doesn't keep one mitzvah. Ila Dovarechot, Elamai, this mumu means he's only a mumu for one Aveira, that's all. Kasha Mitziyasa. The Mitziyasa, the middle said no. We said even Pesha Yisrael, we are Makabal Kobonis from. Ela Lav, what does the Sefer mean? Hochi Komar. Chutz min amumer. What does the mumu mean? Don't stop right there. The Chutz min amumer Lenasech Ulechal Shabbos Fahesia. That if somebody is a mumer, just to do Avodah Zarah, or just to be Mechal Shabbos Fahesia, he's also called a mumer. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. So the Reisha says, if you're mumer l'chol terakula, that's 100% mumer. If you only do some averis, you're not called a mumer, you're called a Yisrael. Now the Sefer is telling us, if you only do one avera, but that avera is a chilul Shabbos of Hesia, or else it's avodah zarah, or else it's avodah zarah, that's called kamumel l'chol terakula. Alma, this time holds, avodah zarah v'shabbos ki adodi ninu. Shema mina, that the chaymer be mechal Shabbos is the same chaymer as being over avodah zarah. So they're both called a mumel l'chol terakula, and therefore they have a din like an akum. And that's takal l'alocha like that. That somebody that's a mechal Shabbos of Hesia, he's not afraid of anybody, he'll be mechal in front of anybody. Such a person, if you live with him, you can't be mishtatev and erev with him, but you have to rent from him. You have to rent his rights he has into the house. In the chotzer. The only shal they say from the Chazon Ish is, he's masupik, a sas limitz chusis, if he's a tinnik shenishpa. A tinnik shenishpa is a different halacha. It means a person never knew better. He was brought up in a reform house like Mozart, he never knew better. He never knew about the Sherman Shabbos. That's nothing to say, he's not called Mechal Shabbos. A person that never knew about the halacha, that's like a tinnik shenishpa. So in such a case, there are shalas, what din he has. But kolzman, a person knows there is din of Shabbos. And still he's a Mechal Shabbos of Hesia, he has a locha like an Akum, and you can't be mishtatev for him in the Erev, you would have to rent his wishes. Yeah, we're holding Daf Samech Tes on Beis in the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. That's Mishnah. Anshei Chotzer. You have people living in the same courtyard. A few apartments open up in the same courtyard. One of them forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris. Let's see, you have four people living there. Three families made an Eruv Chatzeris together, and one forgot. The locker is, he asks, he makes it also. Nobody's allowed to carry out now from the house into the Chatzer. Now, the Mishnah is talking about that this person was Mevatel his Rishus. He gave up his right to carry in the Chatzer, he gave it over to the other three people. But he only gave up his right to use the Chatzer. He did not give up the right to use his house. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Beisoy, this person's house, is also milahachnes u'milahoytzi loy v'lohem. Nobody is allowed to carry out any furniture or anything from this person's house into the chotzer, because this house still belongs to him, and he was not mishtata, he did not make the Erev Chatzeris. Therefore, it's called you carrying out from one rishus to another rishus, which is also midrabonim. V'sholahem, what about the other three people houses? Is mutarim loy fulahem?
everybody's allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because since they did make an eruv v'chatzeres, so they're considered like one rishus, so their house and the chotzer is one rishus. So anybody now is allowed to carry out chveitzim from their house into the chotzer. Even this person also. Because since he was mevatel his rishus, it's not considered like he lives there in the chotzer. What is he doing walking there? He's considered like an erech, he's like a guest there. He's like a guest by somebody else. And if you're a guest by somebody else, you don't aser. So this person is also allowed to carry out from the other people's houses into the chotzer. Sati Mishnah, Nosnu loy rishuson is hu muter fehein asurin. Rashi, Nosnu loy means hein rishus chatzerin. What about the opposite way? These three people gave up their rights to use the chotzer and gave it to this one person. Hey, the three people, even though they made the eruv chatzeres, now they gave up their rights and gave it to this one person that did not make the eruv. Is nosnu loy rishusa? Is hu muter? This one person now, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But the other three people, they are also to carry out even from his house into the chotzer. Now what's the swara? L'chura, once they were mavato, they gave up the right to use the chotzer, so it's only considered like this one person, this one Reuven, is living in the chotzer. So Reuven is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. But still the other three people are not allowed to carry out even from Reuven's house into the chotzer. What's the swara? So Rashi says that the Gemara Porish time, the Gemara will explain what the reason is. And the Gemara will explain is that we don't say three people become a guest by one person. Therefore, once you're three people, if you're going to come and use Reuven's house, it looks like you're living there, and then you'll ask one on the other. It's only one person has the right to use the other people's houses. One person could be a guest by the other people. But to say three people became a guest now by this one person, that we don't say. Therefore, again, Nosnu loy rishuson, if the three people gave their rights in the chotzer to this one Reuven, is hu mutter, only Reuven is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. V'hein asurin, but everybody else is also. Hoyu shnayim, let's say there were two people, that oisrim ze al ze, if there were two, as Rashi says, hoyu shnayim means sheshokachu b'lo yirvu. You had two people in this chotzer, two apartments, they forgot to make an eruv. V'shar b'nei chotzer bitul lehem rishusen. Let's say you had three or four other people living there. Those three or four people were mavato, their rishus, gave up their rights to use the chotzer to these two people. Is in such a case it doesn't help. You can only be mevatel rishus to one person, but to mevatel to two people doesn't help. Rashi shneiyam asurin zel zeh v'nei shul shal shneiyam v'yabatim yuchodim kol bayis labolov. Like, what does it help? You are mevatel, the three people gave up their rights to use the chotzer to these two people, to Reuven and Shimon. Now Reuven and Shimon did not make an eruv b'chatzeres together. Since they did not make an eruv b'chatzeres, even though the other three people are out of here, it looks like only these two people are living here, but these two people themselves asked zeh al zeh, because they didn't make an eruv b'chatzeres together. Therefore, if you are mevatel your rishus to two people, it doesn't help. The klal is oisrim zeh al zeh. Since they did not make an eruv b'chatzeres before, they still asked zeh al zeh. That's the lashon or yoshnayim. If there were two people that did not make the eruv, then oisrim zeh al zeh. What's the klal of the Mishnah? She'echad noisin rishus. One person is allowed to be mevatel his rishus, v'neitu rishus. One person could also receive the rishus. Means if the other three people want to be mevatel their rishus to me, to one person, they could do it. Shnayim, let's say you have two people that did not make an eruv, noisin rishus. They have a right to give up their rights to the other people that did make the eruv. That would be good. Because now they're out of here, so who's living here? Only the people that made the eruv. That's mutter. Aber v'ein noitlin rishus. But they can't take rishus. You can't have to be mevatel your rishus to two people. Since these two people did not make an eruv, they still ask the zeh al zeh, the melech doesn't help. All right, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So the Mishnah me'ein lo sign noitlin rishus. This din that Yisrael has the right to be mevatel his rishus, when does he have to do it? Is Beishami Yemiboyjoy. Beishami says, Bitter Rishus is like an Eruv, that you would have to do it before Shabbos. If you weren't Mavatu Yerushus before Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Or Beisilu says, don't know, Mishach HaSheicha. You could even do it on Shabbos even at night. And Avad, you could do it with Beijoy. But if you want to, you could even do it at night, you could even do it on Shabbos. In other words, Bitter Rishus is not like an Eruv. So the Mishnah, Misha Nosan Rishusai. Somebody was Mavatal his Rishus, he did not make any move the Chatzeris. So on Shabbos now he gave up his rights to use the Chotzer for Hoitzi. And then he decided on Shabbos, he took out, he started to use the Chotzer, he carried something out from his house into the Chotzer. Bein B'Shoigi, Bein B'Mezid, whether he did it B'Shoigi by mistake, or he did it willingly B'Mezid, is Allah Harezer Oyser. Still it's Oyser, Harezer Oyser. Divi Rabbi Meir, as we asked Rabbi Meir, we had this swore before, Hadra Meir makes the Xero Knas, Shoigi got to Mezid. We have Yudu Weimer, no, B'Mezid Oyser. If he carries out B'Mezid willingly, since he's using the Chotzer now, Lamaita, he's there. Once he's there, he asks if he makes it also for everybody to carry out. They shogig, if he did it not willingly, by mistake, then ein oyser. Then we consider like he's still not there, it's only by mistake he carried out, his bitl is still chal, and therefore we look as if he is not here, only the other people that made the erev is here, therefore they can make their uvei, therefore they're allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Zoti Gemara, they say who the oyser. Now, if one person was mevatel his rishus to the other people, they say they're allowed to carry into the chutzur, but not into his house. In his house, they still can't carry. Based on who the yosser, this one Reuven, he didn't make the erev, but now he was mevatel his rishus to the other people. The other people could only carry into the chutzur, but not into Reuven's house. Is based on who the yosser, abu achatzay rishori, but everybody's allowed to carry into this chutzur. For the Gemara, hechi dami, how are we talking? E the bottle they say if Reuven gave up the right to use his house, how come the other people can't even use his house? It's like he's not here. So who's here? Just the other people, and they met in their Reuven Chaseris together. So they should be allowed to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, into Reuven's house. Ela my e the loy bottle, if Reuven was not Mavatl his Rishus, is Chaseir or my Shari? Reuven is still living here, and he's even living in the Chotzer. So how come you're allowed to carry out even to the Chotzer? The Chotzer should look like two different Rishuyas. Have the Gemara Hocha B'Mayaskin, and what are we talking about? They're going, Shebito Rishus Chatzeroi. It's like a true, Reuven was Mevatel his rights of using the Chotzer, that's all. In the courtyard, he's not going to carry the Shabbos, take out the Kalim from his house into the courtyard. Aveveloi Bito Rishus Beisoi. But he did not give up the right to use his house. Because Savri Rabbonin, and this Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin Shita, not like Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, but according to the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin say, HaMevato Rishus Chatzeroi, if somebody gives up the right to use his Chotzer, he should know Rishus Beiselei Bittel. He did not give up the right to use his house. He's still living in his house. Therefore, his house is called the Rishus Miyucha to him, and the other people are not allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer, or from the Chotzer into his house. Because with the Rabbonin, that's also, it looks like he's carrying out from one Rishus into another Rishus. And the Rabbonin's svar is, the dire inish bebayis poloi chotzer. A person could live in a house even though he doesn't have a right to carry out into the chotzer. Therefore, everybody is mutter to carry out into the chotzer, but they're not mutter to carry into his house. Now, v'shalohen mutter loy v'lohen. But everybody else's property, their houses, is mutter for everybody to carry out from their house into the chotzer. My timer. To have a oirech legabayis. Even this Reuven that wasn't mevatel his house, he doesn't have a right to carry out from his house into the chotzer, but since he gave up his right in the chotzer, he's considered like a guest by them. He's just an oirech, a guest. Therefore, he is also allowed to carry out from the other people's houses into the chotzer. Because just like if you have a guest over for Shabbos, the guest is also allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. A guest doesn't aser. It's only somebody that lives there that ases. But since he gave up his right to use the chotzer, it's like he's not living in the chotzer, so now he has a right to use the other people's houses because he's an oirech by them. Fighter. So the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah is, Nos no loy rishus, let's say the other three people, even though they made an eruv, who are mevatel their rishus to this one person, Reuven, is who mutter, Reuven is allowed to carry out now from his house into the chotzer, vehein asurin. But they, the other three people, are also to carry out even from Reuven's house into the chotzer. For the Gemara, for Nehevi inu lagabe ki orchin. Why? Why can't these three people carry out from Reuven's house? Let these three people be like a guest. And for the Gemara, chad lagabe chamisha hebe yorich. One person by five people is called a guest. So when one person was mevatel his rishus to the other five people, we say when he goes to carry out from those people's houses into the chotzer, he's only a guest by them, and therefore he doesn't answer. Mashenkein chamisha lagabe chad lahebe yorich. But when five people are mevatel their rishus to one, if you want to let them now carry out from Reuven's house into the Chotzer, why? Because you want to say they're all guests by Reuven. That we don't say. You don't have five people to be a guest by one. So if they're going to come to carry out from Reuven's house, we said they're considered like they're living there, and that'll be Yosser. So the Mishnah, the Gemara now, the Chur Shmamin, from here we should have a Raya that Mevatlin, Vechazin Mevatlin, that the Havaminer is, first this one person was Mevatl his Rishus to these five people. And then later the five people Mevatl their Rishus back to one person. So it's a Raya to Rav that you can Mevatl once and then they can Mevatl back to you again. It's a Kasha and Shmuel. The Gemara, no, Hochikom, this is what our Mishnah means. Nos no loy Rishus and Mikara. This is like a new case by itself. If at the beginning of Shabbos, Stam, that three people decide to mevatel their rishus to this one person, is alocha who mutev hein asurin. The one person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, but the other people, though, the other three people are not allowed to carry out even from Reuven's house into the chotzer. So it's the first time the vittel, it's not going back to the first case, it's like a new case by itself. Right, the Mishnah says, ho yushnayim oisrim zeal zeal. Let's say two people forgot to make an eruv here, even though the other three people are mevatel their rishus to these two, it doesn't help. For the Gemara Pshita, Vada doesn't help. Since these two people did not make an eruv yet, so they asked the Zeh al Zeh. So the Gemara Loitz Richa, tell you the Chiddush is even, Toho de Chad Benayi will bottle Leil Chavri. That now, one of these two people will mevatel their rishus to the other person. So what's going on here? First, we have five people living in this chotzer, five different apartments. Three of them made an eruv together. Two of them did not make. So now first these three people were mevatel their rishus to these two people. So it doesn't help because these two people asked as they are there. Now the chiddush is one of these two went and was mevatel his rishus and the chelik he got the other ones to this one person. Is mal the time I would think lishtori that this one person now should be mutter because everybody was mevatel their rishus to him. It's only like one person living here now. Kamash will know still it's usher. Why? The chiv on the bidna the bottle. Since at the time when he was mevatel his rishus, he did not have a right to make an eruv at that time. In other words, let's see Rashi. Rashi's mazbe, the Kamash belongs to Rashi. The loy domi, it's not doima. Dilu hosim over there, kol chad v'chad mevatel rishusay. Everybody's mevatel his rishus to one person, and that's good. Avul hocha over here, kivun the shar b'nei chotzalav l'hayda payish l'chudei batli. The three people were not mevatel to one person. El l'tavayu, they were mevatel to two people. Ki hodar chad. Now, when they were mevatel to these two people, it doesn't help because two people living together without an eruv is also. Now, ki hodar chad mevatel. When one goes as a mevatel idach, the rishus said to the second person, the day motzil of tule. True, his own rishus he could do. Of a rishus to the atna lechavrei, the rishus that he received from the other three people, le motzil of tule. That rishus he can't be mevatel over again. Because at the time when those three people gave him the rights, this person does not have a right to carry out this chotzer. Because two people are still living here. So the svar is, when the first three people were mevatel, their rishus to these two, at that time their bittul did not help. Because at that time there were two people living here. So since at that time the bittul doesn't help, as if their bittul is not here anymore. So later, when one person wants to mevatel his rishus, it doesn't help. Because all his mevatel is just his one rishus. But the other three people are considered still living here. So maybe it doesn't help anymore. If the all four people now together will come and decide to be mevatel their rishus to this one person, maybe that would help. But here we're talking about the three people not doing it over again. So the first bittul at the time they did it didn't help. Now later, when the second one is mevatel over to the first one, it also doesn't help. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says the klal she'echad meisim mishus for the Gemara su lomuli. What do I have to have? What do I have this for? We learned it already that one person can be mevatel his mishus. So the Gemara su lomuli ye'i noisin if for the chiddush that you could be mevatel tanina. We learned it already once. E noisin that you could accept the tanina. Then the Gemara safe ritzachle. It's true. This first klal is pshuta that you could be mevatel your mishus. And one could receive rishus, but the sefer of the chiddush that what shnayim noistin rishus that two people could mevatel their rishus to one. For the gemara nami pshita, that's also pshita. Why not? And the gemara mal the tema, I would think maybe I should make a gzeirah that ligzer dil moskel of tule lahu kamash vlon. Maybe I.